Ottie guess. What would you do? Angus Deaton gets ready to squirm in a moment.
On BBC Radio 4.
All those things we thought we were moving away from, demagoguery, extremisms of various hues, are on the upswing again. And this time it's happening on a planet that is running out of resources.
Great writers offer original thoughts on a topical issue. Some men have now spoken out at last, but the impression is that they had to be shamed into doing so. A point of view.
Here, the objects speak for themselves, a physical record of the prisoner's experience.
Every Friday night at 10 to 9 on BBC Radio 4.
And you can also catch A Point of View on Sunday mornings just after a quarter to 9. Now on Radio 4, Angus Deaton stars in Alone, a sitcom about the ups and downs of five single, middle-aged neighbours living in a converted London house.
Alone by Murray Hunter. Just say no.
OK, well, I think I'll call it a day, work-wise. How was your day, Will? Any more details? Fine. Good. Well, I suppose we better eat.
I'm just a bit... this evening.
Yes, I noticed. Well, if things improve from... let me know.
Don't answer. I want some peace.
It's all right. It'll just be Ellie. She wanted to see me about something.
Just say no, why don't you?
Good question. Why don't I? Ellie, come in.
Hello, Mitch. Hello, Will. You all right?
He's had a tough day. He's been awake all through it, and now he has to eat. So he's a bit... So what was it you wanted to see me about?
Well, I've got this friend, Marie. She's coming round tomorrow evening, and I wondered, Mitch, if you might like to pop upstairs for a drink or something, just to meet her. She's quite a character.
I don't really like blind dates, Ellie. Thanks for the thought, though.
Oh, it's not a blind date, I promise. Just, I've mentioned you to her before, and she has some interest in therapy.
Is that right?
And she said she'd be interested to meet you. All very casual. You can just happen by, leave when you want, no pressure.
The thing is...
Just say no.
It won't take long.
OK, yes, I'd be happy to, of course.
Or not, it's up to you.
Thank you. I'll see you at about 7:30. Bye.
Well done with the no. Right, I'm having a drink. Do you want one?
No, thanks, not on a Tuesday. We are popular this evening.
Whoever it is, just say no.
Morris, I had a funny feeling it might be you.
Great news!
Apart from the fact that you're here.
Apart from that, yes, I have even greater news. I've got a date.
Oh, well, that is good.
With a friend of a friend. Of a friend. Of a friend.
So a complete stranger, then.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, she's coming for dinner tomorrow night.
Well, I wish you all the best, Morris, and if there's nothing else...
Thing is...
There is something else.
The friend of the friend of the friend of the friend wants to bring a friend. And three's a crowd, so I was wondering if you might be around to make up a four.
Tomorrow's a bit difficult, fortunately.
I think you mean unfortunately.
Do you? OK. Just so that I've just this moment arranged to see Ellie and a friend of hers early on.
Well, that's perfect. You're ready at Ellie's, halfway up the stairs. You can just come up to mine after that. Gives you an out, you know, if you need one.
Well, that's true, I suppose, but still...
Brilliant. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
So how did saying no to Morris go?
Pretty much as expected. Maybe I will have that drink.
Can't say no to that either, can you?
Will, there you are. Where have you been?
I'm carrying a cardboard box full of beers, so see if you can work it out. You up for a bit of male bonding over the footy?
Well, ordinarily I would, but...
You hate football.
That's one thing, yes. And I've got Ellie and her pal to see, and then Morris and his dinner do.
I told you, you've got to learn to say no.
OK. I'll say no to the football.
Not to me! To everyone else!
Look, listen, Morris is on his own, which means he's always popping in here to see us, because he's a bit lonely. So, if he were to meet someone... See what I'm thinking?
I see. So, you going to dinner is a lost leader.
Exactly. I know it's a long shot, but who knows? Pay it forward and all that. I might need Morris one day.
How might you need Morris?
I've no idea, but it could happen in a strange future world where people like Morris are needed. Ah, no doubt that'll be Ellie reminding me about tonight. Louisa.
Mitch, thank God you're in. I need your help.
Come in. Oh, you have.
I've just spoken to my agent. There's a possible part in a film, a proper film, with an actual budget. Shoots in New York next month. They need a Brit for a couple of scenes, opposite the lead, no less.
Well, yes, that is exciting, but how can I help?
I have to send them a tape of one scene tomorrow, so I need someone to hold the camera and read a line off. Can you do it, Mitch?
No.
Thanks. That's great.
I said no.
Did you?
Yes.
But you never say no, Mitch. I don't know what to do with that.
Yes, well, I'm already double booked this evening as it is. What about Will?
What about Will?
Well, he can help. He's very good at some things, I'd imagine, you'd think, by now.
You never help other people, do you, Will?
No bloody way.
See?
Shame. Film's in New York, you said?
Yes, next month.
And, of course, you might meet Mr. Wright when you're there.
Oh, I'd settle for Mr. Half-Wright at this stage in the proceedings.
And who knows, Mr. Half-Wright might not fancy it over here. You might have to stay there, in the Big Apple. Never come back. We might never see you again.
OK, I'll help. Forget the football. I am in.
Brilliant. Thanks, Will.
So, what is it that you need me to do exactly?
Oh, basically, point the iPad at me.
That's it?
Pretty much.
So, I'd be the director?
Well, iPad pointer more.
I've always fancied directing, ordering folk about, stand over there, look that way, say the lines. It's my dream job.
Maybe this isn't a good idea.
You won't regret it. Now, off you go, learn the scene, learn it again, then learn it once more, and do not come back until you know it backwards.
I think I might have created a monster.
No, Louisa, he already is one. Just the way
that we cope with our lives. Mitch, good to see you. Come in.
Thank you. Is your friend here?
Yes, Marie's here. She's just powdering her nose. We're going to have something to eat, actually, if you're hungry. There's plenty of food. You're more than welcome.
It's really kind, but a bit of a dilemma. I'm already...
Ellie, I'm loving the new retro tiles in the bathroom, and that loo paper is so... Sorry, I didn't realise you had company.
Marie, this is Mitch. Mitch, Marie.
Hello, Mitch.
Hello, Marie.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Had no idea,
You had no idea about what?
Well, I had no idea Ellie had, new retro tiles in the bathroom.
So, Mitch, about eating with us, you were saying you had a bit of a dilemma. You're already...
I'm already looking forward to joining you for dinner, if that's still OK.
So, what was the dilemma?
Well, I needed the loo when I arrived, but it was occupied by Marie here, and my dilemma was whether to nip back downstairs to my own loo or just wait. But now that Marie has vacated said loo, there is no more dilemma, and I'll go there now, if I may.
Don't miss those retro tiles now.
I think Ellie might prefer if I did miss them.
So, what do you think?
Very promising.
Are you sure you don't want to just front it up and tell him you're looking for a new therapist?
No, I don't want him trying to sell himself.
OK.
After the last chap. Honestly, he was completely scatty. I'm sure he was drunk sometimes, and I know he was a Freudian, but he was obsessed with sex.
Oh, trust me. Mitch is a very different kettle of fish altogether. Drink?
Maybe blind dates are not so bad after all. Keep cool, Mitch. Don't try too hard.
Mitch, where the hell are you?
I'm at Ellie's just now. I'll be up later.
But it's 7:45.
So? You didn't give me a precise time.
OK, I'll give you a precise time now. Now!
Are you sure you can't manage on your own?
No, I need you up here now, or else...
Or else what?
Or else I'll come to Ellie's and get you.
Right, don't do that. I will be there. I'll think of something.
asked me to mention the bloody soft loo paper.
To be fair, Mitch took it in his stride.
As I say, my first impression, very good. Good choice, Ellie.
Good choice indeed, Ellie. Well, you were right, Marie.
Great tiles, aren't they?
Oh, I was talking about the loo paper. Very soft.
Oh, too much information.
Not really. I had to blow my nose.
And wipe down the tiles.
How did you know?
So, are we ready for food?
Lovely.
Yes, please. But if I'm going to eat, I insist on getting a bottle of wine from downstairs.
Oh, there's no need, really.
Nonsense. I've got a very flinty Chablis sitting in the fridge, waiting for just such an occasion.
He's a wine snob. Sadly, I like that.
Although judges tend to side with the mother in most custody battles, you do have a criminal record. Will.
What?
It's your line.
I know.
So are you going to say it?
It says pause in the script, so I was pausing.
Well, that was a very long pause.
I was only halfway through it. I want it to be dramatic.
Will, I'm the one going up for the part. Nobody cares what you're doing off screen. They're watching me. So please, don't worry about your acting.
Fair enough.
I'll give you the lead in again. Although judges tend to side with the mother in most custody battles, you do have a criminal record.
That was over 10 years ago.
Don't yell at me, please. I'm not paid enough to be yelled at. And that's as far as we go.
Not bad.
I wonder, Will, if you could do a bit more with that line, because I say, don't yell at me, so it would be good if you had yelled at me.
But you said I wasn't to worry about my acting, and so I didn't.
Well, worry a bit about your acting. I need something to play off.
So do I.
Sorry to interrupt, just grabbing a bottle. How's it going?
Slowly.
Right, as you were, I'm just popping up to Morris's flat.
Ah, oh, Mitch, you brought some wine. Ooh, a bottle of Chablis, is it? Is that good?
Very good, yes. It's rather a special one. It's actually meant for...
Fish and chicken, I know, but we don't care.
No, I was going to take it downstairs.
But you've just brought it upstairs. Never mind, I'll get it open right away.
Terrific, you do that.
So, Mitch, this is Maria.
Hello, Maria.
Hi, pleased to meet you. I understand you're Morris's very good friend.
Well,
and this is Katrina.
Mitch, hello. I feel as if I know you already.
Well, there you go. Maria and Katrina. Got it.
So, Mitch, if you could sit opposite Katrina as I'm sitting opposite Maria, my date.
Okay, fine.
So, that's you opposite Katrina on that side of the table, and Maria, my date, opposite me on this side.
Yes, I think we've all got the seating plan now, Morris.
Right, and here's your starter, Mitch. We've had ours already.
Mushrooms. Lovely. So how do you two know each other?
Ashtanga.
Sorry?
We met first at Ashtanga, then we went on to Iyengar. Now Maria is into Bikram and I'm more into Hatha.
Right, so yoga then.
You should both come to yoga with us sometime.
Yes, that would be...
surprising, I think. Anyway, lovely mushrooms, Morris. Quite garlicky.
Well, I put in one clove per mushroom. Is that too much?
Well, maybe just a bit, yes. So, what's coming up next?
Ooh, beef cassoulet. It's a sort of cassoulet made with beef.
Got you. Actually, I've got a very spicy bottle of Chianti downstairs. Could go very well with that. Back in a second.
Although judges tend to side with the mother in most custody battles, you do have a criminal record.
That was over 10 years ago!
Don't yell at me, please. I'm not paid enough to be yelled at.
And cut!
Bit loud, perhaps.
Really? I thought you pitched it about right.
I'm talking about you.
Right. Now, some notes. It was all right what you did. But I wonder if next time you could maybe just do it differently. We've had that version. Now we need something else. Try a bit harder, maybe. Oh, do some acting.
I am not taking notes from you.
Don't take notes, eh? I can see why you don't get many parts. Let's have another go, shall we?
Can we please film it this time?
Well, if you think you're ready.
Oh, thanks for the encouragement.
Lovely asparagus, Ellie. Nice bit of bite.
Glad you liked it. And thank you for the bottle of Chianti.
Even though you said you were going to get a flinty Chablis.
Yes, yes, change of plan. Didn't think it would be flinty enough. So, what is it you do, Maria?
Marie.
Marie, of course, sorry, yes. I just met someone called Maria. So,
You went to get the wine?
Yeah, she's a friend of a friend of a friend. Of a friend of Morris, who lives upstairs. I bumped into them briefly.
That's odd. I can smell garlic.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't put any in the asparagus, though. Is it coming from you, Mitch?
Possibly, yes. I may have had some garlic earlier. Anyway, what is it that
You didn't smell of garlic when you first arrived. You smelt of a rather nice fragrance, as I recall.
Thank you. As I say, so what is it that you...
So, you must have had the garlic when you went to not get the flinty Chablis.
I might have had a couple of cloves. old habit of mine.
You eat raw garlic.
It is odd, isn't it? I'm working on it.
You should be able to work it out, being a therapist yourself, I suppose. Tell me, how do you enjoy that?
Oh, well, I really don't like to mix work and pleasure, Marie. Sorry, Maria. No, Marie. if it's all the same with you, Marie. Damn, Morris, I'd better take this just in case. Excuse me. Morris? Hello? How are you?
Where are you?
Oh, you say there's a crisis.
Sorry?
Right. I'll be right with you, Morris. Well, that was Morris. There's some sort of crisis, apparently, so I'll just pop up and deal with it. By the way, are you going to open that Chianti I bought?
Well, I was going to.
Fine, I'll leave it there.
Wine, probably not the best idea in a crisis.
Very good point, Maria.
Marie.
Marie, I knew. I'll be right back.
Try not to eat any more garlic while you're away.
Great.
I tend to side with the mother in most custody battles. You do have a criminal record.
That was over 10 years ago.
Don't yell at me, please. I'm not paid enough to be yelled at.
And cut.
I think I'm getting somewhere. I'm getting inside the head of this woman.
Really?
Hmm.
You want to keep trying?
All night, if that's what it takes.
Yeah, I mean, all night's fine, obviously, but I'm just wondering, are you sure you really want to go up for this part?
Yes.
Now, this is a bit left field, but why don't you just not bother?
How would that work?
Well, how often do you go up for parts and not get them?
Well, a lot, mainly. That's what happens. That's how it works.
Exactly. So, why not try something different? Try not going up for the part. Tell them to stick it. Tell them you can't be arsed.
But then they'd just cast someone else.
But would they? Would they not just say to themselves, hang on, this Louisa woman's snubbing us. Nobody else has snubbed us. What's that all about? We better fly Louisa straight over here. In first class, probably, to meet us. In fact, maybe we should just give her the part straight off, sight unseen.
Have you finished?
Yes.
Can we do another take, please?
All right.
That cassoulet was superb, Morris. I am very impressed.
It really was. What else can you cook?
That's it, actually. Garlic mushrooms and beef cassoulet. Although sometimes I put them both together and have beef and garlic mushroom cassoulet. Everything okay, Mitch?
Yes, thank you. I have been to the toilet before, so I really wasn't expecting any problems. Funny what asparagus does to your pee, though, isn't it?
Mitch, you are very naughty.
We haven't had asparagus.
No. Good point, we haven't. I had some asparagus earlier when I was getting the red wine.
But you didn't get the red wine.
Neither I did, no. Must have been put off by the asparagus. Now, I really must be going.
Why, Mitch? What's the rush?
Yeah, we got pudding.
Really?
I'll get the pavlova, shall I?
I'll help you.
Are you all right, Mitch? You seem distracted.
Me? No, I'm fine.
There's someone this evening you like. I can tell these things.
Well, to be honest, Katrina, someone has rather caught my attention this evening.
And I think I know who it is.
I don't think so. It's Marie.
Maria, I thought so!
No, I was going to say it's Marie, a friend of Ellie's.
Maria, you say it again?
No, Marie, full stop, a friend of Ellie's.
You say Maria! There is no need to be embarrassed. I think it is good you are honest. And if that's how you feel, you must tell her.
Actually, Katrina, do you know what? I will tell her.
Oh, good for you, Mitch. Seize the moment.
I will seize the moment right now.
Oh, where are you going?
Wish me luck.
She's in the kitchen.
Here we go.
Where's Mitch?
He's gone.
What? Why did he go?
I do not know. Either he's very shy or he's got a terrible sense of direction.
With the mother in most custody battles, you do have a criminal record.
That was over 10 years ago.
Don't yell at me, please. I'm not paid enough to be yelled at.
Oh, that was the one.
You think?
That was it. Spot on. That could not be better.
Hey, thank you, Will.
No, I'm talking about me. My line was spot on. I couldn't do any better than that.
But what about me?
Oh, yeah, you weren't bad. In fact, all in all, it was a decent take. The best so far.
So we're done?
Yes, well, almost. We would be if I'd actually hit the record button. It's the only slight downer on an otherwise perfect take.
Forget it. I'm going to tell them to stick it, like you said.
But what about the chance to go to America?
I'm going to stay here and do everything I possibly can to make your life a misery!
Don't yell at me, please! I'm not paid enough to be yelled at! Now, why couldn't she do it like that?
Well, that was lovely. I haven't had a beef cassoulet for quite some time.
Me neither.
I got the recipe from Morris, oddly enough.
Isn't that right?
If you can't finish it, don't worry, Mitch.
Yes, I'm struggling a bit.
Are you sure you're all right, Mitch?
Well, look, I do have a bit of a confession to make. I'm double booked this evening, so I've been upstairs helping out Morris on a dinner date.
With Maria, by any chance?
Yes. I couldn't get out of it, but then I wanted to spend some time here as well, so I was rushing between them and you. I'm really sorry.
Well, I thought you were acting a bit strangely.
A bit? I thought you'd lost it. Anyway, that's a relief. I'll pop the kettle on, shall I?
So, Mitch, you didn't reply to my questions about your work.
Look, Marie, can we stop the charade, please?
Sorry?
But cards on the table. I know what's going on. I overheard you and Ellie speaking when I went to the bathroom earlier.
Ah.
You know, how you had a good feeling about me and that you were definitely interested. And frankly, I feel the same. I'm interested and available.
Well, that's good then.
And it was very good of Ellie to help set things up.
Well, she wants to help me, naturally, and maybe put a little something your way as well.
Well, that's one way of putting it, I suppose. So when would it suit you to get together, Marie? I'm free this weekend.
Well, Tuesday afternoons are always good for me.
Right.
Or early evening on a Thursday.
That's very specific.
I've got a tight schedule, I'm afraid, so I'd like to find a regular time if we can. Hopefully an hour here or there. Shouldn't be too hard to organise.
Just an hour. You think an hour's enough time?
Oh, God, yes, plenty.
I was wondering about Saturday evening.
Oh, no. I like to enjoy myself at the weekend. I'd prefer to keep this as businesslike as possible.
Well, an hour a week is certainly businesslike.
Wait, do you do a sort of introductory session to test the water?
Usually, no.
So we just dive straight in.
That was my plan, yeah.
How does it normally work for you?
The usual method, really. I don't much differ to anyone else. Do you want details?
Well, yes. Do you tend to use a couch?
Call me crazy, but a bed is my preference.
And what sort of therapy do you call that?
What?
Anyone for coffee?
Did you know your friend Mitch prefers to conduct his therapy in a bed?
Is it some sort of sexual healing thing?
No,
you're
no.
You're a bit old to be a gigolo.
Hang on, wait a minute. I thought that this was a blind date.
No.
Ah.
Marie wanted to meet you to test your suitability as a therapist.
I see, right. Well, for that I do have an introductory session.
Maybe we should have told him, Marie.
You think?
I'm sorry. It was my idea not to say anything. I had a bad time with my last therapist. He was sex-obsessed.
Well, that's not me, I assure you.
Well, in that case, maybe we could get together.
Do you mean for therapy, or...?
She means for therapy, Mitch.
Oh.
Well, actually, I'm not sure now. There are always plenty of therapists, not always enough eligible men.
Oh, I see.
If that's okay.
Fine. No problem at all. Why would I have a problem with that? We're just neighbours, after all. Nothing more.
Well, great. Everyone's happy.
Oh, gosh, I've just seen the time. I better be going.
Well, I'll see you down the stairs.
Thank you for everything, Ellie.
My pleasure.
So, what about getting together this weekend, Marie?
I'd still prefer an hour on a Tuesday. I'm joking. This weekend is absolutely perfect.
Mitch! There you are! I thought I'd lost you.
Oh, hello, Maria. Maria, this is Marie.
Katrina told me how you feel about me, and I feel the same. I knew straight away. Come here, you.
Hang on. This was a misunderstanding with Katrina. I said Marie, full stop,
Oh, come on, Mitch. Enough of the games.
Well, thank you very much, Mitch. I ask you on a foursome and you steal my date.
I did not, Morris.
I think maybe I'll leave.
Yes, why don't you leave?
Hang on, Marie. Please.
Oh, Mitch, there you are. I drew a blank with Will. Can you please help me out? I have to do it tonight. I'm desperate.
Now's maybe not the best time, Louisa.
Who's this slag? Oh, come on, Mitch. I'm all prepared. It won't take 5 minutes. I've got the camera set up and everything.
Not sex-obsessed, Mitch. Not much. Good night, Ellie.
Good night, Marie.
Goodbye, Mitch.
Bloody hell!
So how was your evening? Any more details?
It was a disaster. Couldn't get any worse.
Oh, well, the good news is I taped the football. It's all set up and ready to go.
Correction, it could get worse.
City! City!
Alone is written by Murray Hunter and directed by Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy. It starred Angus Deaton, Abigail Cruttendon,